The Impact of Madame X, Virginie Amélie Gautreau, by Lely Newton. As an outsider, an American-born artist living within France, the critics and viewers of the Salon were always going to treat John Singer Sargent's work a little differently than his native peers. With the pressure of being an outsider, Sargent would have wanted to really make an impact in order to kickstart his professional practice. However, one of his early works, The Portrait of Madame X, Virginie Amélie Gautreau, shown at the Paris Salon of 1884, created quite a stir which nearly ended his career. The Salon during the late 19th century was known for rejecting modern artists and restricting the work shown to Salon genres, history, landscape, and portraiture. While Sargent's work is by all means a portrait, it completely subverts the Salon's norms in the way it presents its subject matter of a sexual woman with esteem and fearlessness. There was no othering or sexualization, rather just showing Virginie Amélie Gautreau as she really was. For this, John Singer Sargent revolutionized female portraiture by rejecting the Paris Salon's ideals of historical and modest values. Instead, embracing modernity, French high fashion, and gave Madame X the respect she deserves, while still displaying her as a sexually liberated individual. Madame X, actually named Virginie Amélie Gautreau, often referred to as Madame Pierre Gautreau, was a professional beauty and was known by many in the higher class social circles of France for her bold, unconventional beauty. Dorothy Moss writes, "She carefully constructed her image and was known for pushing boundaries of the aristocratic social code to the limits. A woman with a theatrical flair, she used excessive rice powder makeup on her delicate bluish skin to dramatize her appearance, amplifying her painted eyebrows, henna-colored hair, and deep red lips. Her status and appearance made her the perfect person for Sargent to approach as a model in an attempt to get his career off the ground. Someone as bold as her would surely make his portrait stand out among the others displayed at the Paris Salon." Working tirelessly, Sargent placed Gautreau in a great multitude of poses, took many photographs, did preparatory sketches, watercolor studies, and oil studies, all in order to, best as possible, capture her likeness in his final work. However, to Sargent's frustration, he found that Gautreau was incredibly difficult to capture due to her ever-changing skin tone and complexion. Every day, the application of her lavender rice makeup powdered skin and dyed eyebrows would change ever so slightly, and still enough for Sargent to notice. It took nearly one full year to complete his painting of Virginie Amélie Gautreau. Gautreau found the work stunning, fully believing that Sargent had created the next greatest masterpiece to be shown at the Paris Salon. Standing at 7.7 feet, the portrait of Madame X is eye-catching and difficult to miss. The contrast of her almost white, pale, violet powdered skin in her deep, black satin and silk dress demands your full attention. The dress and accessories she is wearing are that of a modern French high fashion. She stands open towards the viewer with her shoulders erect and spread wide. Her left hip is provocatively tilted as she addresses the audience with an air of self-confidence. Leaning her right hand on a delicate clawfoot table that mirrors her curved figure, she seems to be pushing her frontal stance forward even more so. Her face, however, is in profile, revealing her sharp angular chin and nose, making her beauty bold yet mysterious. The strap on her right was unaffixed to her shoulder and fell downwards, something Sargent would later cover up in an attempt to make the artwork more tame for his audience. The reaction from the public at the Paris Salon of 1884 must have come as a shock to both John Singer Sargent and Virginie Amélie Gautreau, as the portrait received heavy criticism due to its provocatively erotic nature. This reaction in part comes as no surprise to those other than Sargent and Gautreau, as the portrait of Madame X was just breaking too many of the unspoken rules of the Paris Salon at the time. This is a French society woman painted provocatively. There's no othering or orientalism to ease the guilty conscience of those lusting after her expression of sexuality. On that note, she was expressing herself through her sexuality and beauty, which was unacceptable in the first place. As well as this, she was painted in high fashion, in a tight-fitting and bust-revealing satin dress during a period that still heavily valued traditionalism and modesty in their art. This portrait was too ahead of its time. Sargent found this criticism disheartening, stating, "I suppose it is the best thing I have ever done." Even with his attempts to repaint the strap back onto Gautreau's shoulder, he still faced backlash. He decided instead to store the painting in his personal study until it would eventually be sold to the Metropolitan Museum. His only request was that Virginie Amélie Gautreau's identity be protected, thus renaming the work The Portrait of Madame X. All of this ridicule, however, was not in vain, as John Singer Sargent's work created a ripple effect that began to revolutionize the depiction of sexually liberated women in portraiture with time. As soon as 7 years later, Virginie Amélie Gautreau was painted in a similar style of dress by Gustave Courteau, displaying far more skin than Sargent's counterpart. The strap of Gautreau's shoulder even hangs much lower than the portrait of Madame X's originally did. However, surprisingly, the portrait by Gautreau was received well by the public. Virginie-Amélie Gautreau was even painted by Antonio della Gandara and displayed her upper back uncovered, which was very risque. Slowly, the images of women at the Paris Salon, but also in the greater art world, began allowing the depiction of women as respected peoples, rather than objects to be hidden modestly away.